Dan Lamb is the Democratic candidate for New York's new 22nd district seat, currently held by Republican Richard Hanna, who has been invited to be on this program many times and has not shown up. Lamb was an aide to Congressman Maurice Hinchey for 20 years. Let's go to a couple of things. I'll say something, and then in a pithy but tight way, you'll tell us about them so we can go on to the next thing, Dan Lamb. Hydrofracking.
Well, you know, our need to do something to help the economy is clear, but that shouldn't force us to try anything. And I think with what I have studied about hydraulic fracturing, and I have been looking at this issue for about a half dozen years on behalf of my former boss, I got very familiar with it. And what I've seen is we just haven't done our due diligence in research on this to ensure that it's safe for upstate New York or anywhere. So I am concerned about a number of things concerning this industry. And we need to look at just the recent information that's been written about concerning well casings and ensuring the integrity and lasting protection that these well casings must provide. Most engineering research that I've seen indicates that these things fail, about 5 to 7% of them fail in the first 5 years, and all of them fail within 50 years. We need to answer questions about what happens with the wastewater. We can't have flowback or produced water entering into our aquifers or into our rivers and streams. So that question needs to be answered. You know, it's just good public policy to answer these research questions before we move forward on something like this that could really transform the landscape and potentially damage our water supply. And our water is just so critical in upstate New York. Water is what makes life possible. And we've got to do whatever is necessary to protect our water supplies and make sure we don't do something that could have long-term ramifications.
Talk to me about same-sex marriage.
Well, I think I support what the governor has done in leading on this issue, and I support the president's recent statements on the issue of marriage equality. Actually, there isn't that much difference between me and my Republican opponent, Richard Hanna. You know, he certainly hasn't said that he disagrees with the president, and I think every Republican who does disagree is quick to speak out on that issue. I mean, I think this is something that the government should stay out of and allow people who love each other to enter into loving relationships, and that should be recognized by the state. It's just, you know, a common sense issue. We shouldn't be trying to legislate or regulate how people enter into relationships.
And has your Tea Party opponent running on a third line disagreed with that?
He disagrees wholeheartedly with Richard Hanna on that issue, and I think that's one of the issues that he wants to really articulate and attack Richard Hanna on. And Richard Hanna hasn't been tough enough on these conservative social issues.
Talk to me, as long as we're talking about conservative issues, about gun control. Now, this is something that Maurice Hinchey surprised a lot of liberals with. He has never been a huge advocate of gun control.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's consistent with what his constituents would want in upstate New York, I think, by and large. And I'm not looking for any vast changes in our gun control laws and in our country right now. That's not what I'm campaigning on. That's not what people are talking to me about. No one's saying, you know, I want to vote for you, but only if you radically change our gun laws. That's not on people's minds, and it's just not going to be part of my agenda as a member of Congress to push for any big change in our gun laws.
We're seeing examples of a lot of guns on the street and record numbers of murders in New York City as of recent times. Don't you think a compelling case could be made that if we had fewer guns on the street, we'd have fewer murders?
Well, I think that argument needs to be heard. I think the discussions need to occur. I think I'm inclined to listen to what the law enforcement professionals say we need to do on this issue. But I think many of our proposals on this issue don't address you know, the basic issues of why crime happens, and whether, you know, the availability of guns is really the reason that crime occurs in the first place.
Let's morph to another area, and that is something that Maurice Hinchey was extremely articulate about, and that is foreign relations and military matters in the Middle East and elsewhere. Do you think that America has done too much in the way of committing troops to foreign theaters?
Well, if the last 10 years are what you're referring to, I would have to say yes. We've made some serious foreign policy mistakes, and I certainly stand with my former boss on the error that was made with the invasion and occupation of Iraq. I think he was ahead of the curve, like he has been
Indeed.
So many times in his career, when he questioned the wisdom of that policy. And I think most Americans now have come around to see people like Maurice as being very prescient on this issue, and wish they had done a little more fact-checking before they wind up behind former President Bush on this issue.
So would you have the guts, if you were Congressman Dan Lamb, to stand up and do this? You know, I mean, it takes a lot to stand up for one of 435 people, and Maurice Hinchey certainly did it, and say, no, this isn't a good idea?
You have to. You absolutely have to. Otherwise, what are you doing in Congress? If you don't have the guts to stand up and make a call like that when you know better, when you know that this in this case, this invasion and occupation was based on manipulated information, misinformation, and a massive public relations campaign. If you're familiar with the truth on an issue like this, like Maurice was, then absolutely you have an obligation, a duty to stand up and not be fearful about whether you're going to get reelected or not. What I've learned is that that sort of behavior gets rewarded the next time around. People want to see honesty and courage when it comes to big issues like that, and don't want to be caught up into a massive groupthink on a military operation that was ill-advised. And of course, I think most Americans now know that was you know, invading Iraq over weapons of mass destruction was one of the greatest military blunders in our country's history.
Do you really think it was a blunder? I mean, I hate to say this, and we only have a minute left, but don't you think it was purposeful? I mean, in other words, the rationale may have been the weapons of mass destruction, which Maurice said and I said and others said at the time was nonsense. But don't you think that there was a purpose in this? The Republicans, I think, were concerned about oil. We have seen now more oil flowing out of that region to Western companies and the rest than we ever did before.
Well, we certainly weren't sold on that war for the purpose
of
oil
right.
exports. We were sold on the idea of a mushroom cloud. And
but isn't that why they were going? I mean, you're quite right. That was the rationale that the Republicans put forward. And we recently had Colin Powell on the air talking about that very issue and having to stand up and defend it. But don't you think, Dan, that in the end it was for other purposes than worrying about mushroom clouds?
I think that there was a political component to it. I think it might have been seen as good politics for Bush's reelection. I hate to be so cynical, but I you look at how they campaigned on that issue, absolutely. I just can't see right now, when you look at all the deaths that have occurred, American soldiers and countless Iraqi deaths, you can't come back and say, well, it was worth it because, you know, we made sure that he didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Well, he never had them in the first place. I think we need a much smarter, focused foreign policy than what we had during those 8 years.
Okay.
I think the current president's doing a much better job.
Dan, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Dan Lamb is the Democratic candidate for Congress in New York's 22nd District, currently held by Republican Richard Hanna. Lamb was an aide to Maurice Hinchey for 20 years. Hanna has a standing invitation to appear on the Congressional Corner, an invitation which he has eschewed. So thank you so much for being with us, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.